It's a blessing to be in the Lord's house today. Amen.
Amen.
And it's good to see so many people here today. And I want you to know that you are not here by your own choice. In fact, you may think that you had a friend that invited you here, and you're here for that reason. But God used that friend because it was God who drew you here today. We are all here because we have a meeting with the Lord. He wanted to meet with us because Jesus is the friend of sinners. You have no greater friend than Jesus. The songwriter said, "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear." And I want us to look at Jesus this morning and to see what kind of friendship He gives to all who are willing to receive Him. And we're going to look into an occasion in the Bible where Jesus visits a place, and He visits there deliberately. He doesn't go there by accident. He's going to visit a place by the name of Jericho. Jericho is one of the oldest cities in the world. Jericho, at the time Jesus visited there, was a rather small village. Today it's a good-sized city, still in existence today. About 20 miles from the city of Jerusalem, as you go through the wilderness of Judea, Jerusalem is 2,700 feet above sea level. And Jericho is 1,300 feet below sea level. So in 20 miles, you drop 4,000 feet down that road, down the Jericho road. You have to go there on purpose because there's only one road that goes to Jericho. And I want you to turn your Bibles, if you have them with you today, to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. I'll be reading the first 10 verses, and perhaps you can follow along as we read from God's Word. "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." I would like to speak to you this morning about this man, Zacchaeus, who met Jesus. He didn't know that he was going to meet Jesus. Jesus knew that he was going to meet Zacchaeus. And perhaps you did not know what you were going to hear when you came to the house of God today. Perhaps you did not fully know that you were going to hear about Jesus, about his friendship, about what he has to offer you. But Jesus knew you were going to be here. And Jesus knew that he was going to be in this house of God today For the Bible says that Jesus tells us that where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. So I want you to know that Jesus is here today. And that the Word of God is specifically designed so that you and I would receive what He has for us, what He wants us to hear. Jesus came to Jericho not by accident, but by deliberate plan. The very location of Jericho would require that He be definitely planning to go there. One road leads to Jericho. Only one road leads to heaven. There are many religions, but only one Jesus. There are many religions, but only one salvation. There are many religions, but only one heaven and one road to get there. And if you miss that one road, no matter how religious you are lost. You are on a road that leads to eternal damnation. I want you to notice that Jesus was passing through Jericho on His way, on His journey. He didn't have a church to preach in like we are gathered in this auditorium today. So He preached out on the street. And as He moved along, people gathered around Him to listen to His sermon. A large crowd was following Jesus as He passed through Jericho. I've had the privilege of being in Jericho about three times. In fact, I was in Jericho one time and went to a tree called a sycamore tree. Just like the tree that's mentioned here in the scriptures. In this city, in this village, was an unsaved businessman. He didn't know Jesus. He had heard about Him. He had heard about the famous person called Jesus. And it comes to his attention that Jesus is in Jericho today. I have an announcement to make to you. Jesus is in right here amongst us today. He has come to meet with us. He has come to meet with you personally. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. He knows where you live. He knows your name. He knows how many hairs are on your head, and that's easier for Him in some cases than it is in others. I won't mention any names because I would be condemning myself if I did. This man was a businessman who had about everything a man could have in life at this time, because he was rich. He was not only a publican, which means he was a tax collector for the Roman government, but he was chief among the publicans, which means that he was boss over many other tax collectors. As a result, he was rich. No doubt he had the finest home in that place. No doubt he drove the finest chariot and had the finest horses to pull that chariot. No doubt he dressed in the finest clothes that could be bought at that time. In fact, if you looked at Zacchaeus and looked at all of his possessions and looked at everything that he owned and had, you would say, now there's a man who's got everything. There's a man who's very successful. Perhaps you might even say, I'd like to be just like him. I'd like to have the kind of business that he has. I'd like to have all of the possessions that he has. I'd like to have the business that he has, because obviously that man has everything. Obviously, there's nothing that he does not have. Now, that's how you would look at Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus was missing the most important thing in all of life. while he had a business that was extremely successful, while he had a business that brought him great wealth, and by the way, his wealth was gained in a dishonest way, because publicans paid for their job in order to be a tax collector for the Roman government. And when they did that, everybody hated them because they overcharged on taxes and stuck the difference in their pocket and made themselves very rich. So he was a dishonest businessman. So all that he had, he gained by dishonest means. So you might want to look at that when you look at this rich businessman who seems to have everything. However, there's something he did not have. And you may have a lot of things. You may have a nice place to live, a nice car to drive, nice clothes to wear. You may have a good income. You may have sufficient food on the table when it's time to eat. You may even have pretty good health. You may think, you know, I'm really fortunate. I've got everything a person needs. And no doubt Zacchaeus felt that same way. Yet there was something that he did not have. He heard that Jesus was in town, and Jesus in that part of the world was famous. And so his fame had reached Zacchaeus. He knew about him, but he didn't know him. He wanted to see him, having heard that he is in town. So Zacchaeus closes up his business. He goes out on the street and he looks for Jesus, and he finds this big crowd and knows that Jesus is preaching to them, and he wants to see Jesus. He doesn't want Jesus to see him. He wants to see Jesus. But he has a problem. He's a short man. He can't see over the crowd. And so he can't see Jesus. He watches the direction Jesus is moving in and ran up ahead and sees a big sycamore tree. He climbs up into this sycamore tree. It's a tree with big leaves. You can get in it and hide and nobody even know you're up there. So you could see him, and he thought, I'll see Jesus as he passes underneath this tree. See, he didn't want Jesus to see him. Most sinners don't. But Jesus sees you whether you want him to see you or not. Jesus knows your need whether you realize it or not. Jesus knows what you are without that you may not realize is missing in your life. And so as Zacchaeus is there, and by the way, have you ever seen a dignified, well-dressed businessman up a tree? Think about it. That's kind of unusual. Now, I've seen boys climb trees. I've even seen girls climb trees. I have never seen a dignified, well-dressed businessman climbing a tree. So that's unusual in itself. There he is. He's perched up there in that tree, ready to see Jesus as Jesus comes by so he can get a good glimpse at this famous person he's heard about, and Jesus won't even know he's up there. You know, Jesus has a way of surprising sinners, because as Jesus moved along and came to that tree, he stopped and he looked up. And he called Zacchaeus by name. How do you know my name? Somebody tell him I'm up this tree. Somebody tell him what my name is. No, you don't have to. Jesus knows you. Jesus knew Zacchaeus. Jesus knew Zacchaeus by name. Jesus had come to Jericho that day to see Zacchaeus. I am come, he said, to seek and to save that which was lost. For you see, all that Zacchaeus had was not enough. Not enough to get him to heaven. His business wouldn't get him there. His wealth wouldn't get him there. His fine house wouldn't get him there. He was without the one thing that gets you to heaven. He probably was a religious man. But a religion will not get you to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, not a way. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way you're going to get to heaven is go with Jesus. He knows the way. He'll take you home safely if you follow Him, if you receive Him. Zacchaeus had everything, but he didn't have a ticket to heaven. He didn't have salvation. He was without salvation. And Jesus had come to that town specifically to offer salvation to Zacchaeus today. He said, today salvation has come to thy house. You see, it's a very special day in a sinner's life when Jesus offers that sinner salvation. Because in some cases, a sinner only gets to hear the gospel one time. And if he rejects it, there's never another day when he hears it. This was a critical and important day in the life of Zacchaeus. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, make haste. That word haste means speed. Make haste. Come down. I must abide at thy house today. He was offering Zacchaeus salvation, forgiveness of sin, escape from hell, a home in heaven, but he was offering it that day. He didn't say,